Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. One of the betrayals ends, the other begins. News. Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan, on a television program he participated in, asked whether there is a possibility of Israel entering into a hot conflict in Syria with Turkey. Quote, "We do not intend to conflict with any country in Syria," he replied. Comment. Turkish Foreign Minister Fidan continued his speech by saying, quote, "We do not openly attack any country that does not attack us. If an area of instability arises in a country that is neighboring us that will have an impact on us and cause harm, we cannot stand by and watch it. We will take our diplomatic steps." It drew attention that Hakan Fidan's statement came after the meeting between American President Trump and Netanyahu at the White House. During his meeting with the occupying Jewish entity Prime Minister Netanyahu, Trump stated that he has, quote, "very good relations with Turkey and that he could mediate between Turkey and, quote, Israel and Syria. I just told Prime Minister Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu, if you have a problem with Turkey, I really think I can solve it," he said. "You know, I have very, very good relations with Turkey and its leader. I think we can solve it." In response, Netanyahu said that, quote, "No country wants Syria to be used as an attack base against, quote, Israel. They want to avoid any conflict with Turkey. Trump has a good relationship with Erdogan. They want to help themselves to this issue. And finally, he thinks that there can be no better mediator than the U.S. president." Hakan Fidan, asking the American president, who gives all kinds of support to the occupying Jewish entity, who is at least as much a partner in this massacre and genocide as, quote, Israel, in the massacre of Gaza, Muslims, who is terrorizing the world, to ask him to be a mediator, to hope for help from him, is complete political blindness, insanity, and a clear betrayal. They cannot even show the courage to go outside the framework of the instructions of America, in whose orbit they are moving. They can't even take a single step without permission from him. They can't make an explanation because men like these see America as the one who resurrects and kills. Again, in the continuation of his speech, Fidan touched upon the issue of normalization with, quote, Israel, and said the following about it. Quote, "We need to explain the normalization issue as follows. In other words, defining the normalization and non-normalization of Turkey, quote, Israel through Syria is a largely incomplete issue as of now. Already our president has put forward his will in this way. We are cutting off trade relations, withdrawing our ambassador until a ceasefire is reached in Gaza and humanitarian aid begins. There will be no normalization process with this occupying entity," he said. "This discourse is a devastating and shameful statement, that the door to normalization with the genocidal, quote, Israel will be kept open despite the brutal massacres that have been going on for 555 days in Gaza. Because of such cowardly and puny statements, the occupying presence of the terrorist network continues to massacre and genocide very comfortably in both Gaza and Syria. This is on the one hand. On the other hand, the betrayals do not seem to be endless. This time, the press and public relations advisor of the Ministry of National Defense, Brigadier General Zeki Akturk, said in his weekly briefing that they invited, quote, Israel to act in accordance with the principles of good neighborliness and contribute to the stability and security of Syria. In the same way, Ministry of National Defense sources said that, quote, the first technical talks were held in Azerbaijan on the establishment of a de-escalation mechanism to prevent unwanted events from occurring in Syria, and work will continue to be carried out to establish a de-escalation mechanism. Such statements are a great betrayal to the Muslims of Gaza and Palestine, who have been slaughtered, persecuted, and subjected to forced migration for months. However, the terrorist network that has committed a major genocide as clear support for, quote, Israel. It means that all the massacres and atrocities that have been carried out so far are covered up and ignored. However, contrary to all these explanations, it was that the armies that would take revenge for the Muslims from the Jewish infidel narrow the world to him, uproot this mutant being from the blessed Palestinian territories, and answer for the persecution of Muslims until now were to be sent to Gaza. But where is the courage in them? Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Yilmaz Çelik.